Last week, D-Way, you observed that hope, our hopefulness for generalized human freedom, which arguably is what got Martin killed, hasn't advanced much since his death. Your words struck me forcibly, particularly again when I was listening to KPFA on inauguration and Martin Luther King Day. It broadcast the speech Martin gave a year to the day before he was murdered, in which he said that we must begin acting as representatives of humankind overall, not particular nations. If Martin carried us this far, and not he alone, this far toward global fellowship, and lost his life for it, why has no one, at least no one we hear over the airwaves, picked up that banner where he dropped it? Last week, D-Way, you said, quote, why not make it a game? Figuring out how to get out of this game, trap, system, unquote. But you know, I think it's already been figured out. But that when it begins to get said over the airwaves, we lose the people saying it. So there's no mystery about what we should all be doing right now. It's quite clear. We need every single one of us to be saying out loud, everywhere and continuously, what continues Malcolm and Martin's legacy and brings to us our freedom. When Martin, in his last LA speech, launched the Poor People's Campaign, he demanded of Washington, D.C., quote, jobs or income now. He said, quote, as long as the war in Vietnam is taking place, we cannot address the blight of our cities. So I'm determined to keep these two issues together. The question now is the survival of humankind, unquote. Both Malcolm and Martin were killed when they started talking about the global brotherhood of men. It's the inevitable conclusion once you start wrestling with power. Nikola Tesla saw it and knew once we're one world in material reality, and we are, there's nothing that power can do ultimately to stop our global fellowship from coming. All who wrestle with power come to the same conclusion, that it's only a global fellowship that can successfully end it. So why on the left are we not going about building it? And what can it mean if not an end to forced working? This is realizing the dream of Martin Luther King. This is how to continue his legacy, driving home his tireless effort by creating our global fellowship. And what, practically speaking, can global fellowship, unity, mean if not unity in working, in sharing our hopes, hands, and minds?